From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor made it through the first day of her confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill, largely unscathed. The Obama administration's nominee pledging in her statement to members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that her decisions will be guided by the law and nothing else.
Throughout my 17 years on the bench, I have witnessed the human consequences of my decisions. Those decisions have not been made to serve the interests of any one litigant, but always to serve the larger interest of impartial justice.
Sotomayor's remarks came after several hours of opening comments by committee members. While Democrats praised her as a Hispanic pioneer well-qualified for the court, some Republicans questioned her impartiality. Questioning of the nominee is slated to get underway in earnest tomorrow. A grand jury in Minneapolis has indicted two men as part of a broader investigation into the recruiting of young Somali Americans into the ranks of a terrorist group in Somalia. NPR's Dino Temple-Raston reports.
The federal grand jury indicted Abdi Fattah Issi and Salah Ahmed for allegedly providing material support to terrorists and conspiracy. Ahmed is also charged with lying to the FBI. The unsealing of the indictment marks the first charges to be brought in the disappearance of more than two dozen young Somali Americans from Minneapolis in the past 2 years. The FBI says the missing young men were radicalized in Minnesota and then traveled to Somalia to join an Islamic militia called Al-Shabaab. The two men indicted are thought to be part of that recruitment effort. Al-Shabaab is on the U.S. government list of terrorist organizations and has ties to Al-Qaeda. Al-Shabaab is not mentioned by name in the indictment, but officials confirm these charges are related to the larger case. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President's Council of Economic Advisers released its report on its job forecast to the White House today. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The council's report offered an optimistic picture of job growth to come. On the whole, the report said the economy of 2016 would resemble the economy of 2008, but that employment would shift to higher-skilled jobs. In the short term, the report said consumers and businesses will spend more money to make up for what they haven't been spending since the recession began. That spending would give a jolt to the economy, it said, underscoring the White House's own projection that the stimulus package and government investments have laid the groundwork for recovery. The report said in the longer term, healthcare, construction, and clean jobs would generate some of the biggest increase in jobs by 2016. It said the jobs of the future would require more education and training, so the council called for more workforce development programs. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 185 points to rise to more than 2.25% today. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, on his first trip to the Mideast in his current job, will be repeating past assurances that dollar assets held in large quantities by the Gulf Arab states remain a solid investment. Geithner, who's set to hold high-level meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday with government officials and leading business executives in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, will also be traveling to Europe. Another key topic Geithner will be addressing is volatility in the oil markets and how that affects U.S. efforts to emerge from the current recession. Bernard Madoff has been transferred out of New York en route to a facility where he'll serve a 150-year sentence for financial crimes. Bureau of Prisons would not say where Madoff is going, but the Associated Press reports it's a facility in North Carolina. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Madoff was sentenced last month for orchestrating an elaborate Ponzi scheme that cheated investors out of tens of billions of dollars. Some lost their life savings. Prosecutors said Madoff carried out the scheme for at least two decades until confessing the fraud to his sons in December. Madoff's lawyer had asked that he be held at a prison close to New York. If Madoff instead is held in a North Carolina prison an hour from Raleigh, he'll be sharing the medium security space with some other high-profile inmates. They include Omar Abdelrahman, known as the Blind Sheikh, convicted of plotting to blow up New York City landmarks, and Jonathan Pollard, the American convicted of spying for Israel. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
According to a survey, only 17% of workers say they walk or bicycle any portion of their daily commute. Experts say part of the reason may be crumbling sidewalks, lack of bike paths, and inadequate mass transit. Study surveyed 2,000 middle-aged Chicagoans and other city dwellers. It appears in the Archives of Internal Medicine. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.